Thank you. 25 years. That means I get to play with these guys. And that's the most wonderful thing of all. And happy Father's Day, everybody. All my children are here for the first time at Telluride. All my children are here at the same time. It's a wonderful thing. With my wife. How many kids do I have? Four. Well, we're going to do you a little John Hartford tune here. This is called the Steamboat Whistle Blues.
Thank you. for the little bit and I watch the cars go by. I'm gonna hunt you up and ask you if you found out anything new. Are you a hanging to the best you have with the steamboat whistle? I'll tear off down the river someday before I'm through. I'm right here and I'll see you now with the steamboat whistle. Where it was all square, like a crossword puzzle on the landscape. Looks like electric shaving now where the courthouse used to be. The grass is all synthetic, and we don't know for sure about the food. The only thing we know these days is that steamboat was so good. I'd sit and watch my TV if I thought I could trust the news. The only thing I trust these days is that steamboat was so good.
Thank you. But thank you so much. Can you hang a little while on a Sunday night? But we already did a one John Hartford tune for you. We want to do one of his instrumentals that he wrote. And rarely heard, according to Baylor. Long time listener, first time caller. Okay. But this was off of John's great album called Aerial Claim. And we all agree, we don't think we've ever heard anybody play this tune. So by golly, Bela Fleck will. In case any of you have been asleep all weekend, this is Bela Fleck on the five-string banjo. Edgar Meyer on the bass fiddle. There's one called the Symphony Hall Rag. Thank you.
Fans out there, the king of bluegrass music.
Yep.
Just ask him.
Yep.
We got a broken string. It's time to go to Plan B, fiddle and banjo. What do you got, Dad? Anybody got a fiddle or a banjo?
Back in our part of the country, wasn't many, too many years ago.
Not too long.
Well, if you mention a band,
you know what would happen then.
One get the fiddle and the other get the banjo and they kind of get her all ready to go. We kind of like for Luke and Bela to kind of do a number for you with just the fiddle and the banjo. Thank you.
needs to sound real good and tight. And I'll be there before daylight. If you hold your God, I'm a coming home to stay. Hold your God, I'm a coming home, baby. Hold your God, and I don't mean baby, then I'm thinking about you. And I'm on my way. Don't sell the house, don't wreck the car. Stay there, honey, right where you are. If you hold your God, I'm coming home to stay.
Hey, how's it going out there? Well, it was another incredible Telluride, wouldn't you say? We're all so glad to be here every year. And we're super proud of this guy who's about to play this tune for you right now at his 25th year of the Telluride. Jerry. Thank you.
Yesterday, but you thought it would be too scary because you're.
I just remember when Bela got a chicken.
Well, the chicken died. But Callan's pony's still alive. But you know, we didn't want to interrupt you yesterday because, Jerry's set yesterday. Awesome.
Greg, we have all the Douglas children here.
We have all of Jerry's family here, which is kind of weird because we're not really a family thing.
Some of his extended family.
It's all about business. It's all about business. A special gift from Sam to Jerry. Some special gloves. I don't know how to describe these gloves. They got Velcro on the inside. Oh, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so thrilled to offer Jerry up for his 25th anniversary a sheep. He can hold that sheep. He can hold that sheep as long as he wants to. It's his sheep.
Hey, Craig, I'll shear my sheep with you.
Jerry, it almost sounds like you knew you got a sheep with that line.
You start stepping, and I'll kill you. I swear I'll kill you.
Bayless is still a little sad that his chicken died. He wishes he'd have a longevity.
Do you think they would accept this as carry-on? Maybe if I was a vulture, huh?
You know, we're having fun with this barnyard thing.
We just want Jerry to know, Jerry, I know I'll never find another you.
Okay, so they just—you don't get this kind of opportunity every day, nor anywhere else. But happy 25th anniversary to Jerry. We do have the sheep, which is his to obey and control. And I think. Sam, did you have a gift for Sam? Did you already provide your gift for Jerry?
He gave you the gloves.
Oh, he gave you the gloves. Those are.
They didn't fit.
Those are. Oh. Well, we'll get some new gloves.
I'm sorry, they did fit.
Well, try them on. I don't. They fit me.
Your hands got Vaseline in them.
Your hands aren't there.
Swear to God, I'm not Johnny Cochran.
Caleb, that was helpful. The whole Vaseline thing, that was helpful. Very helpful. This is a family program.
Hey, thank you.
If the glove fits, I quit.
Hey, Steve.
Not the same crime. We're so, it's such an honor to, have an artist like Jerry to commit to our festival for 25 years. And on the one hand, Jerry is unquestionably the world's greatest Dover fan. On the other hand, he's done so much more for this festival than play the Dover. There's artists that have been here, like Elvis Costello, James Taylor, many, many others. That Alison Krauss, many years, would not have been here without Jerry saying, let's go play Taylor.
They needed to do it. If they're better for it now, aren't they?
They're better for it, but we're better for Jerry Douglas. So while we do have a sheep which will be tended and fed on Jerry's behalf, organic foods, of course. We also have another present for Jerry. It's a picture book of we have pictures of almost every performance that Jerry's played here. And
I thought you were going to say my hairstyles.
Well, the mullet thing we do have pictures of. And if we were like a high production show like some of those guys, you'd be selling a mullet right there, stage left, stage left. But there's not many festivals that have an artist like Jerry Douglas that's willing to say, I'm coming every year. Jerry just said he loved me, but I want the sheep more.
Well, this is beautiful. Well, Telluride has become my the center of my musical universe. That's for sure. And it's true. It's true that I've gotten to play with a lot of people here. But you know, these guys standing up here tonight are the favorite musicians that I've ever played with in my life, and I get a chance to play with them here every year because of you. So, and there's no other audience in the world like you. And there's no other place in the whole world to play better than Telluride, Colorado. I'll tell you that right now. Thank you very much. And I have my family here tonight. My daughters, my sons, my wife Jill's here. Thank you all very, very much. I appreciate it. And let's play some music.
Well, Jerry, how do you like the sheep?
Not bad.
Yeah, he gives you the best setups. Sam, sing a song. I'm getting a little misty. That's nice.
Look at me. I'm as wholesome as Jerry in a tree. Got my little sheep, Bessie. I get so misty when my sheep won't sleep with me.
Thank you all very, very much.
Hot tamales in the red hot. Yes, she got it for sale. Well, I got a gal, she's long and tall. She lives in the kitchen with a feet in the hall. Hot tamales in the red hot. Yes, she got it for sale. Ha ha. Yes, she got it for sale.
hope your mind is in the red hot. Yes, you got it to say. I hope your mind is in the red hot. Yes, you got it to say. You got two for a nickel, one for a dime, one city for a but hey, not a mind. I hope your mind is in the red hot. Yes, you got it to say. I mean, yes, you got it to say. Jerry. Yes, you got it to say. I got a letter from a girl in the room. She got something good, you gotta play on soon. I put the money in the red hot. Yes, she got it to say. I mean, yes, she got it to say. Thank you.
Sorry, Sam. I'm sorry with my lamb left up here. You're stomping it all over the stage, man. You know what?
I was raised on a farm, Jerry. I don't believe that's what that is.
I'll share that sheep with you, Sam. Oh, it's one of Emmy Lou's marshmallows. That's what it is. She's got to quit eating those things on stage. Call this song?
I don't have a title for this one, Jay.
Would you like a title?
I'd love a title.
Write a title on a $20 bill and pass it up, and Bela will accept it. Yeah, he'll consider it. Right here on the set list, it says Bela's Banjo Tune. Thank you.
We got a winner. We got a winner.
The potato farmer.
Keep them coming.
Oh, on my way to Telluride. That's pretty good.
Tune because you care, folks. By now, people in Telluride know when you're out of tune.
Thank you.
Maybe that's an old Bill Monroe tune. We thank you for letting us play, and we got some more to go now, and we're kind of in a bluegrass frame right at the moment. That was an old Bill Monroe tune. Here's one by the great band Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys. Thank you.
We're going to get Luke to play a fiddle tune for you that he's written. What's that mean?
Luke. Go with your emotions, Luke. Go with your emotions, Luke.
By the way, I'm not really your father.
Thank you.
Hill on the field, John.
Thank you. 25th anniversary to Jerry Douglas. Samush.
We know one more.
Thank you all for coming to the festival this year. Thank you, Craig Ferguson. Julie, you do so much for everybody. Thank you all for coming. That's the main thing right there.
Crew people, all the sound man, all the people that make this a great situation for you to be in, and we thank you for being here. I've been asking Baylor for a couple years to be just going and play this tune, and I believe he's going to finally haul off and do it. Do you feel like hauling off one time? Whitewater.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Happy 36th Telluride Bluegrass Festival.